Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Yes, hallelujah. I bless the Most High. It is morning time here. Just glad to see another day. It's a brand new day. When we get an opportunity to bless the Almighty Creator once again, He is so worthy of our praise. I can't praise Him, neither could I thank Him enough for who He is. Hallelujah. My soul doth magnify Jehovah. He is worthy, worthy, worthy. I just love Him today, and I'm grateful to Him today for all those who called in to tune in on Crown Talking Drums Radio early this Sunday morning, the second Sunday of September. Time is just ticking right on into the future, and I'm glad we're ticking right on into the future with it. We woke up, and we're breathing His air. We're breathing Elohim's air this morning. It's not our own. It's His. He has given us breath in our lungs once again, given us another opportunity to bring glory and honor unto Him today and not ourselves. Isn't that a blessing? Yes, that we get to start off another week. Hallelujah. Another new week. He didn't have to allow us to see it, but I'm glad He did. It's just a minute or so after 7. Yes, but, you know, it may be the middle of the day to someone listening in. It doesn't matter what time it is, what time you're tuning in to hear what thus saith Jehovah. I'm just glad you're here. I'm glad you have chosen to take this time to listen to the broadcast. Yes. So I would like to take the time to say welcome once again to For Such a Time as This Ministry. My name is Sarepta Cunningham. Yes, it's an unusual name, and that's what it is. It's just unusual. Hey, and that's okay too. But I'm just grateful that the Most High has given me this opportunity, and not just this opportunity and this door and this platform for this season to share of His goodness, but just a willingness to share of His goodness. I'm grateful because, you know, sometimes we may not be obedient. Amen. He may be tugging and pulling on us to say something or do something, and sometimes we're just not obedient. But I just thank Him for the willingness to yield to what He would have me to say. Amen. And I don't want to say what I have to say. I don't even want to give my own opinions. I want to share what the Father has shared with me. And, you know, this week it was a little difficult as He was giving me what He wanted me to share. But I'm grateful He finally cleared it up. He's on time like that. I just love Him so much. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Don't want to take this time for granted. You know, don't take it for granted that He's given me the opportunity to encourage you and myself, because I'm not just encouraging you when the word is shared. I encourage myself, and that's a blessing, because sometimes I don't know what He's going to bring up and bring out. Amen. We have to make ourselves available to the Father for His use. Not our will, but His will be done. Not our words, but His words be displayed and declared. Amen. That's what it's all about. And to those of you who's already chosen, hallelujah, Elohim, who's already been called out, you're already living a set apart life. We're called saints. Yes. We have already, by grace, through faith, believed in Elohim's Son. Yes, Yeshua. We already trust Him. We already believe in Him. Yes, you may call Him Jesus. I just want to call Him by his Hebrew name, his original name that should have never been changed. I just love calling him by his name because you just hear his name called out of context so many times. Some people don't even be thinking and don't know anything about him, and they'll just say, oh, help Jesus. Oh, they'll just call on him and they just live in any kind of way, any kind. They'll just call out that name just because they know what the name be called. Some people even just have that name as their own name. And he's the only Yeshua. That's why I enjoy even praying in the name of Yeshua. Yes, that's his name. His name that was given to him even before he got here. Amen. The Messiah. Yes. He was the promised son. And I'm glad those of us who've already put our trust in him, yes, we follow after his truth, which is the word. That word is never going to change. It will forever stand and whatever forever remain the same. We depend on him. Hallelujah. I know I do. I got to have him. I need my fix. Yes. I need my fix in him every single day. I need my fix. He is my fix. He keeps me ticking right on into this journey. And I'm glad about it this morning. To those who may be listening in right now or who may be listening to the broadcast or tuned in live and you don't know him yet, you haven't accepted him by grace through faith, that's okay. If you hear and you hear my voice right now, hallelujah, the Father is giving you that opportunity. His arms are always hanging open, wide open, ready to receive you unto him. That's the only way we're going to be able to get back to the Father through his Son. We must accept him. Any other way in, there's no other way in. You're considered a thief and a robber. You can't get in unless you come in through his Son, Yeshua. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful this morning. I can't praise him enough. His Son came into this world on this earth. He died, gave his life, hallelujah, sacrificed, gave it up for the entire world. And I'm glad about that. So there's no excuse for anyone. Amen. It's a blessing for any of us, those who've already made that choice to be able to call the Son, believe in the Son, hallelujah, of the Almighty. So as the Father sees fit today, and as I'm led by his Holy Spirit and the promptings that he gives, amen, we're going to talk about his good news. We need some good news. Amen. We're hearing bad news all the time. We can turn on the TV and hear some bad news. We can talk in a conversation with someone else and hear some bad news. Sometimes we think our bad news that may be going on with us is bad, but then we can get in a conversation with someone else and their situation is a whole lot worse than ours. My, that's something for us to think about. But we're going to talk about some good news, that good news that keeps us encouraged, that keeps us walking this walk, keeps us fighting in this fight of faith. Hallelujah. I'm glad about the good news. And guess what? Can no thing, nothing, no one, nobody stop me from talking about the good news. The good news is here, and that good news has set me free, and I'm walking free in every area of my life, and I'm glad about that. No, I'm not perfect, and you're not either. None of us are, but we have the opportunity to make any wrong right once again today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Yes, Father, let us just go into the word of prayer. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this brand new day. Hallelujah, that you've allowed us to see. Yes, you're giving us your a day of your mercy. You said your mercies are new every morning, and we're not going to get what we may deserve today because of your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We're living in that time of grace. Your grace is always abounding. It's been here even over 2,000 years ago. Your grace was here. It's still here today, and we're not getting what we do. Hallelujah. I mean, we're getting what we do not deserve. We thank you. Your favor, hallelujah, just continues to keep surrounding us and meeting us in the way. I've read that in the scripture. Your favor meets us in the way. Your goodness, hallelujah, it will find us as we're honoring you and keeping your commandments and your laws. Hallelujah. We thank you for abundance of favor, hallelujah, overtaking us. We just give you praise that you woke us up. We didn't wake up crazy. We didn't wake up not knowing who we were or whose we were. We know we belong to you. Those who have chosen you already have accepted your son. We belong to you, Almighty Creator. Hallelujah. You have sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise. He is our lead. He is our comforter. He is our guide. And we thank you this morning. He continues to keep bringing the word back to our remembrance of what you have said to us to help us in this fight of faith. It is a fight. Yes, it is. But we thank you. You're battling it on our behalf. In our behalf. You're helping us to use our weapons. Hallelujah. You've given them to us. The full armor, we have it on. Yes, if we don't have it on, you better get it on, saints. We're going to need it for these times that we're living in. Father, we just bless you on today. We thank you. Oh, our great Jehovah. Yes, you provide everything that we need. Hallelujah. Spiritually first and foremost, yes, physically, financially, whatever it is we need, insight, wisdom, you give it to us. You are our Jehovah, and you provide all things, and we thank you. We trust you. We believe you to do just that. Amen. We thank you for waking us up, and you provided us housing, yes, with clean running water. Hallelujah. Some of us may have had some issues with the plumbing or something in our homes, but it doesn't matter. You even allowed that to be worked out too. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. You are so, so good. Not sometimes, but all the time. Even in a bad situation or a bad moment, you're still good. You don't change your character, and we thank you for that. We might change ours, but you never change yours. We just bless you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask with your guidance and the aid and assistance of the Holy Spirit that we speak your word to the listening ears of people who desire, who want to be encouraged, who want to be elevated in you even the more. We thank you, Father. You're welcome, yes, to infiltrate this time with your presence for such a time as this. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen. And in the name of Yeshua, we pray. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Saints, I'm just happy to be here today. And I know if ever there was a time in this world today for kingdom building encouragement, that through the word of the living Elohim, whom we serve, yes, if there ever was a time for prayer, not just regular prayer, but effectual, fervent prayer, hallelujah, heated up prayers, all kinds of prayers of intercession that we have to go to the Father on behalf of others and ourselves, that time is now, hallelujah. So I hope you come with spiritual ears to hear, hallelujah, what the Father has to say today. I'm just a mouthpiece, and I thank him. I hope you have your spiritual eyes open to see. When you hear what he says, you'll be able to see what's really going on in this world. Yes, we are followers of Yeshua Messiah. Yes, you may say Jesus Christ. I told you, I'm calling him by his Hebrew name. Yeshua Messiah should have never been changed. You're not going to hear anybody just going around calling somebody Yeshua. Oh, no. You're not going to hear that. Come on. Let's think about it. Hallelujah. But you know what? We still, those of us who have accepted him, we will or we can continue to go forth being effective kingdom citizens. Yes, in which the Most High has anointed and pointed us to be. I speak his shalom to you right now at the beginning. Hallelujah. I'm just happy and I'm just glad. Hallelujah. I'm glad. You know why I'm glad? Because I know the devil is mad. It lets me know I'm on the right track. Do you recognize him having messing with you with stuff? Come on. He's mad. I'm glad he's mad. Are you glad he's mad? Oh, yes, you better. I think I spoke about a few weeks ago, the kingdom of heaven, amen, the kingdom of Elohim, we have to take it by force. Things are coming against us, but we have the authority to take things by force. Hallelujah. The kingdom of Elohim suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. We have to rise up, yes, and allow the word to be declared, hallelujah, among the nations, among the people. I don't care where we go, hallelujah, his word must be declared, yes. I didn't know last night he just had me reading. He woke me up over early in the morning Friday, just reading and meditating on certain passages. I was in the Psalms. He just had me all over the place. So even when I got back home after Sabbath service on yesterday, he just had me just kind of still doing the same thing. And I was like, okay, Father, I'd already been praying to him throughout the day. What word are you going to give me? What words do you want me to share with your people, with myself? Yes. What word would you have for us today, on tomorrow? You see fit to wake me up. What word do you want me to share? And I got a call yesterday, and a lot of times I don't like talking a lot or long on the call on the Sabbath because that is my time in the presence of the Father. Not only that, but I'm preparing for what he would have for me to bring on today. Amen. And I'm just glad about that. Well, I got a call yesterday evening as I was just praying. I get up and walk a little bit, then I go back. I was up in the kitchen area sitting at the table. I like that table. It sits up high. It just sits up. I really want to set my computer and everything up there. It's just a good spot. And I just love being there as the sun was setting. And amen, as it was starting to get dark. And I was sitting right there. And then I get up and still that word didn't come. I had some pieces. And then he added to it. I was like, wow. So when I answered that phone call, it was Apostle Carrie Seawright. Amen. And she has been a force in my life for some years, off and on. Sometimes we've missed connections, and then I was able to fill her in with some different things. She had given me a word some months back, and I was able to give her some updates on some things. And she said, baby, I was expecting to see you on last Sunday at a service. And, you know, it was a service that I didn't have on my calendar and whatever. But anyway, we didn't see, but she called me. And as she was talking and I was talking, that word came out. And I didn't realize that she had given me part of what the Father wanted me to share. I said, that's it. We had already hung up. And after what she said, the Holy Spirit brought back to my memory some things she was saying. And she was decreeing and declaring some things. She was speaking under the unction of the Holy Spirit. And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for her. Amen. And that anointing that she carries on her life. Amen. And she has that insight, and she's always giving words of knowledge, words that she's revealing and prophetically speaking out. And that's just a blessing. I tell you, I thank the Father for that. So what he would have me to share with us today. And it made me understand how he had me reading kind of all over the place. So he told me to remind us that the keys are in your hand. The keys are in your hand. And those were words she kind of similarly said to me. She said, you already, she didn't say it that way. She said, you have the keys to turn them whichever way you want to turn them. The decision is yours. Something to that effect. I may be paraphrasing it just a little bit. And then as I was walking down the hall and back up the hallway, I heard the Spirit say, the keys, that's it, the keys. I've given you the keys. He said, you've been searching all over throughout my word, even in reference to a situation that you had to deal with on this week. He said, you began to search out my word for your situation. See, that's what we have to do. We have to go to the rock who is higher than us. When a situation comes and it tries to throw us off guard, amen, it may take us aback a little bit, because we are caught off guard sometimes with situations and circumstances. That's just a part of this life. Amen. But when it comes in a way that you didn't expect it, because your prayer to the Father was something else, and it comes another way, you know who's involved with it. That devil, Satan himself. But guess who he is? He is a liar. Hallelujah. Not sometime. The word says, tells us he's the father of lies. So whatever he says, it's not true. But when we stand on the word, hallelujah, which is the truth, hey, hallelujah, that's our firm foundation. And I began to understand even the more, because the Father took me back. Even when this situation happened on Wednesday, he took me back to the psalm that he had me to read on Wednesday morning prayer. As I was leading the prayer, he had me explaining and breaking into pieces part of Psalm 18. Amen. And even on that day, he brought the Holy Spirit, brought it back to my remembrance. Hallelujah. That Psalms 18. Psalm 18, and I just began, as I was standing, as I was meditating in my mind, sitting at the job, after I got that crazy news, I said, I'm going to love you, Father. And I remember even giving the title of what is stated in this King James Version, calling upon Elohim in a time of distress. It says calling upon God in distress. But you know, I share with you, I call God by his Hebrew name, Elohim, because you hear people using that out of context. Sometimes they'll cuss 1 minute and say, well, I pray to God. Dude, what God are you praying to? Oh, no, I want to call him by his name. And I just love it. Amen. And those, I thought of hearing that Psalm 18, just the beginning of the words. I was emphasizing how he is my strength. He is my rock. He is my fortress, my deliverer. See, this word is for you too. Amen. We have to get this word in us so it can come back to us. That word was coming right back to me that afternoon, right close to 5 o'clock. And he just began to remind me, what did you read this morning? You read my word. You emphasized, hallelujah, in the time of a distress or whatever kind of moment that's going on that's causing you some kind of conflict. My. You began to meditate on my word, my daughter. Hallelujah. And I began to rejoice, because I said, you are my strength, my rock. You are who I run to. Hallelujah. You are my hiding place. See, we have to remember that, saints, when things began to come up unexpectedly, because they're going to come up. They're no surprise to the Father. Nothing surprises him. Even at the end of the prayer, hallelujah, I would say he already knows what's going to take place today. He's already worked it out.
He's already got it fixed. Hallelujah. He's already sent his angel to go forth before us. Hallelujah. I pray that type of prayer all the time. Amen. Those prayers are powerful. You hear me? Because they keep us standing. I know they keep me standing. Hallelujah. I could have broke down. Amen. The same situation happened to one of my colleagues, and she broke down. I mean, later, she started texting me like 8 o'clock on Wednesday, and she was driving, said she was just crying, couldn't get herself together, and before I knew it, I was calling her. I think I was on another phone call right prior to that, but as soon as I got off, I had to call her. I was on the phone with her until 10:30, talking to her, sharing with her my faith, the goodness of the Father, and she was just, you know, I said, okay, calm down. Don't complain. Trying to get her not to complain. Oh, my. Just getting her calm. Asking her to rest and calm down and take some deep breaths. Amen. And go home. Hallelujah. Go to your home. Nothing should be able to take you from your peace where you just riding around and they don't feel like you can even go to your home. Come on now, let's get home. So I talked to her till she got home, amen, and talked to her some more, hallelujah. But I am just so grateful. We have to be grateful for the opportunity that we have and we get to encourage. That's what we're doing right now because I don't know what you might be facing right now. Those who's hearing the sound of my voice, I don't know what news you may have received this week that wasn't so good. I don't know. The Father does, so he knows that we need to be reminded, hallelujah, that we have keys in our hand. Hallelujah. I'm so happy about that this morning. I'm going to call upon your hope, who is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be saved by my enemies. That's what that Psalm 18 was talking about. He's going to save me from my enemies, those who setting up plots and traps, hallelujah, that for me to fall in. Guess what? They're going to fall themselves, and they don't even know what they've done. Hallelujah. My. We have to remember that. The Father said, when you mess with one of my little ones, you'd be better if you just take a milestone or a thing and cast it around your neck and throw yourself over into the sea. Come on now. That's the word. The word, I'm paraphrasing it, but that's what the word says. When you touch one of my little ones, I'm his anointed. You're his anointed and appointed ones. People don't have the right to just treat us and talk to us any kind of way. Come on now. We are servants of the Most High, and we are put in places where we recognize that even the more. Hey, I had to recognize that even the more this week. I already knew who I was and who I am and who I represent. Do you know who you are and whose you are and who you represent? See, we don't have time to get thrown off. We have to stay focused and keep it moving. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep it moving for the kingdom because I know I'm a kingdom citizen builder. Hallelujah. And his light. Yes, we talked about that light last week. Come on now. We know the light that we represent. We are the light that we must have when we go out and about. That's why we attack sometimes. People don't even realize what they're looking at. They don't know who they're looking at. They're looking at Elohim through us. That's who they're looking at. They just haven't recognized that yet, but oh, they're gonna recognize and they're gonna know, just as they recognize when they crucified Yeshua. They recognize right when it was done, at the time when the Father spoke and it was finished. They said, that was the King of Kings. They recognize at that moment when they did what they did. These folks gonna recognize what they doing to this servant. Oh, yes. And they're going to recognize. Guess what? Because, see, the scriptures that were given to me in this week, hallelujah, back that up. Oh, hallelujah. I'm just getting excited about it because God's word is true. It is true. And it does not return back unto him void. It accomplishes exactly what he sends it out to do. Oh, yes, it does. He tells us that in his word. My word will not return back void. It doesn't come back empty. It doesn't. It accomplishes just what I said. That's why we have to say it. We have to decree it. And we have to declare it. Okay, enough of that. I'm just so excited. I couldn't help myself. Let's get on into the word. Hallelujah. So the first passage of scripture. Amen. Knowing that we have these keys. Amen. Automatically just came out of Matthew. I've been going in Matthew a lot here lately. Amen. And we know he was a follower. He was right there in the presence of Yeshua. So when he gave his account in this testament, in these testaments he wrote, my, he was testifying of some truth we know. Hallelujah. So let us go to Matthew, the 16th chapter. Thank you, Father. The 16th chapter. And we're going to break into this. I think we may have even read some of this a few weeks or so back. Or we might have read it out of Mark, maybe one some of this account. I don't remember. But I do remember when I look back to see the beginning of what this talks about was when the Pharisees were trying to get Yeshua to show them a sign so they could see who he was. So, you know, they had already called him a devil. And already said, you know, what he's talking about. Because he came, taking them out of their traditional custom that they had set up. Amen. Amen. So he came teaching the law and the commandments. So let's start at the 13th verse. Amen. And remember, when it says Jesus, you're going to hear me say Yeshua. And if it says Lord, you'll hear me say Jehovah. And if the scripture says God, you're going to hear me say Elohim. Amen. Amen. When Yeshua came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say you that I am? I didn't ask you who, you know, yeah, well, he did ask him who the others say that he was. But then he wanted their opinion of what they thought, what they say who he is. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Messiah. Yes, the Son of the living Elohim. Amen. And Yeshua answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. We know Yeshua, anytime he talked about Elohim, he called him his Father. Anytime. That's why I call him my Father so much. Yes, I'm patterning after Yeshua. He calls him his Father. I want to keep recognizing him as my Father. He is my almighty creator, my Father, my Elohim. Yes, yes. Thank you, Father. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And we know church was implemented in throughout the scriptures. And actually, you know, the word for it is ecclesia. Ecclesia, that's the Greek word for church. And when you look up the meaning in the Greek, it's a calling out. It's a popular meeting. It's a community of members on earth. It's an assembly. That's what it is. Amen. So upon this, I'm going to build my church, my assemblies, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the rock he's talking about is himself. Amen. We build ourselves upon Yeshua Messiah, his examples, how he lived, how he taught, what he taught them to teach. Amen. And that teaching we should still be teaching today. Amen. Yeshua came to teach. He didn't came to do away with the law. He came to fulfill the law. Amen. That's when he came. They couldn't write this New Testament and these new covenants. This new covenant couldn't have been made. The covenants that were made within the testament of the New Testament, they couldn't have been made had it not been for the Old Testament and the Old Covenant. It would have never happened. It could not. That's what he came teaching. That's the only way they could write this. Amen. Years and years later. Amen. So
it's just a blessing when you have that understanding as we're reading this word, as we're meditating on this word, as we're studying this word, which is his word. Amen. As I say unto thee, yes, okay, we've already read that 19, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. There's those keys. See, not only were those keys given to the disciples, but we have those keys today. Amen. Well, you might ask me the question, what are those keys to the kingdom? I'm glad you asked. If you think about keys, amen, and you know I had to look that word up too. Come on now. Yes, keys are the word, the Greek word for keys is click. Is click. Has shutting a lock. That's the definition. Has shutting something up. When you have a key, just think about it. Metaphorically, a key, it unlocks and it locks. When you use a key to open a door, it unlocks and it locks. But just think about it. Back in this day, biblical day, what kind, did they have a key? Did they lock doors? Unless I missed it or haven't read it yet or just skipped over it, because, you know, sometimes we skip some stuff and miss some stuff in the Word. Long as I've been on this, I haven't read where anything was locked or they had locks on anything, because when they resurrected things, buildings, you could just walk into temples, you could walk, they had doors on them, but I don't know, did they have locks? I can't remember that right now. It doesn't come to my mind. But see, this key talking here is the authority. Authority we have. We can look at it in the natural and think, you know, unlocking a door or locking a door. When we leave our home, we lock, we set alarms and all that kind of stuff. We in the modern technology days, you know, where we have alarms and cameras and all this kind of stuff at our homes. Amen. So this world is gotten cray-cray, you know? So we have these extra technologies that help us today. But we're talking about these keys to the kingdom of heaven that we have to unlock some things. To decree some things, to declare some things. What are those keys? What are those keys? The word. We have the authority to decree and declare the word. We can unlock some doors and we can lock some doors. Come on now. We are children of the Most High. He's given us the authority and life are in the power of our tongue. And that passage of scripture said, you're going to eat the fruit of it. So are we speaking death into situations or over situations? Or are we speaking life, his word, which gives life? It is life. What are we speaking? What are we decreeing? What are we declaring? And it just reminded me of what happened on Wednesday with me. Immediately, the word began to pour. But see, if I had not spent that time, if you do not spend time in the presence of the Almighty, when a situation comes up, you're going to be in your flesh. Immediately, your flesh is going to respond. When you have no word in you, there's no substance. There's no key to unlock. You're going to lock up some stuff. You're going to start speaking death instead of life. Amen. And that word just that had been read on that Wednesday morning through me leading the prayer is what the Holy Spirit immediately brought back to me. It was talking about the enemies and how the enemies are always around us trying to set traps. Come on. He reminded me, and that kept me sane. That kept me together. That's why I said, he is my crack. He is my addiction. I need Yeshua Messiah. I need this word. That is my addiction every day. I can't just grab into it every now and again. I need to meditate on this word day and night, just as the scriptures have instructed us. Whew, And just as he keeps bringing that out over and over, as he has me encouraging us, his people, and anyone who's listening that have not accepted him yet, I'm talking to you too. You can have this type of peace in your situations, in your circumstances. But you know, the body, the saints are so all over the place. Sometimes the world looks at us, we acting like them, and they're like, ooh, there's no difference in them. See, we're here, we're set to make a difference. We are supposed to be the salt of the earth, the light of this dark world. Amen. We're representing the Father. Ha! The keys are in your hand. Now, if he spoke that to me and told me the keys are in my hand, he wants me to let you know the keys are in your hand. Which way are you going to turn them? Which way are you going to turn them? You better turn them with the word. Ha! Because the word works. I've tried. I've tested it over and over and over again. And then as I was in prayer on Friday morning, hallelujah, I was off. I was already off. I went with it just because I got that negative news. Wasn't going to change nothing I was doing. It just gave me more time in the presence of the Father, where I didn't have to get dressed and get out the door, go to work, or whether I work from home or whatever. Amen. As I was right there in that moment and just praying, hallelujah, and worshiping before the Father. Hallelujah. I was in his presence, kneeling before him, worshiping in his presence. He began to speak that word. I said, Father, you tell me. And then I was hearing him speak his word back to me. I said, well, you said, remind me. Put me in remembrance of the word. I was hearing him just talking to me like that. Okay, so I started saying what I was hearing him say. Yeah, this weapon's been formed. No weapon formed. See, we have to get this word in us, saints, in order for it to come back to us. It will come right when you need it. You used to hear that saying, you know, he may not come, or maybe it was a song that was written, he may not come when you want, but he's always right on time. He is. He's right on time. Sometimes things don't come, expect the way, they don't happen the way we expect them to happen, but guess what? The Father's still there, and he's always right on time. Sometimes we say, you know, sometimes I can't trace him. But yet, I can still trust him. You might not can't trace what he's doing, but you can still trust him because he's working. He's always at work. I say that all the time. He's always working. He never stops working. 24/7, 365, even the years of the leap years, 366 days of the year, he's at work. I trust him to be at work. Hallelujah. Take him at his word. Whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. See, it's already been done. He gave us the keys of the kingdom. We can call things forth that be not as though they were. We can look at a situation. It may look crazy and negative and off the chart, but we can call it according to what his word says. Yes. Our sickness. We can feel some symptoms. We can see some symptoms, but we can call what his word says. Even if another negative report on top of that comes, we can still call what his word says. And then somebody said, well, sometimes that don't work either. The word always works. Amen. It was even working on a recent situation I had with my husband last year. That's the most recent situation I have. I was calling that word for, decreeing and declaring. But see, my husband, he knew the Father too. He was a believer. He got to the point, he said, baby, don't start quoting no scriptures. I don't want to hear the word right now. I know the word. He said, I'm ready to go home. He said, I know that word too, but I'm ready to go home. When he said that, still under my breath and in my prayers, I was still believing for a miracle. I was still, because I know I've seen my Father work too many miracles, even in my own body. Even in my own body, yes. Even when I was calling him Jesus, yes. Now I'm calling him Yeshua. When I had that stroke in 2019, I was speaking to my body,
calling it when it had crept over and I couldn't move and I was paralyzed on that right side of my body. Walking up and down the hall, my husband was, he saw me, he knew me though. He know I would go off in a minute and begin to pray and decree and declare the word. I began to decree and declare the word of Jesus over me, knowing that by his stripes I was healed. I'm already healed. I began to speak to my joints and my muscles and whatever was going on inside of my body. Well, the next day I was still feeling a little woozy in my head. So my husband said, well, we need to take you to somewhere. The day before, it was a Saturday. I said, no, I'm good. I'm going to keep decreeing the word. You keep praying that word over me too. The word is my source. That's all I got. I'm glad that's what I got. So we just have to decree it and declare it. To make the long story short, in the final analysis, when I went to the urgent care, they sent me to the ER and said, well, you might need to just go get yourself checked. Well, I ended up having an overnight stay in the hospital that Sunday. They ran all kinds of tests, couldn't find nothing. Sent me to a neurologist, had to keep going back and forth. They couldn't find nothing. Doctor said, well, how are you even walking? Your whole side was, he said, I can't even understand. I said, because of my God, I serve a living God. He's true to his word. And he said, all we can, you don't have high blood, you don't have this, your heart is for this, and everything. They couldn't find nothing because the word had already done the work. The word works, saints. That's not the only time. So many different times the enemy's trying to cripple me up. In my body. I think one of the sisters is on here now. Maybe last year at some point, I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. I couldn't get up. And I called. I said, sister, pray. I said, pray, sister. And my son called me at the same time. I said, pray, son. I was bowed over and couldn't get up. But I called on the name. And I was able to get up. So different situations have happened, but all they could call it was a cryptogenic stroke, meaning they had no explanation for it. They couldn't find the root cause of it. So they gave it a name, cryptogenic. Nothing was affected. When I went to the neurologist last time, they said, well, we just might have to dismiss you. And I said, okay. He said, can you walk down there? Walk down. I said, I'll run down that hall if you want me to. I was serious. I said, you want me to run? I'll run if you want me to. But I'm just grateful. See, the word works. That's all I'm trying to say. We have the keys, saints, to unlock some stuff and to lock up some stuff. Because there's times and situations where we have to put a stop to it and lock it down. Come on now. If you want to put it that way, we have to lock it down. The word is our weapon of warfare. We get to clothe ourselves in. We get to put on the, that's why we're instructed to put on the full armor of the Most High. Put on the full armor of Elohim. That we will be able to stand against not some, but all the wiles of the devil. Come on now, we have to be clothed from the head to the feet. That full armor. Amen. Breastplate of righteousness. But the main thing, that sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim. We have to be covered. Amen. We don't just put on natural clothes when we go out, saints, to those who have already accepted Yeshua Messiah as your personal Savior. And you believe on the blood that he shed. Come on. We don't just put on natural clothes to go out. We have to be clothed and equipped in this word. Had I not been equipped on Wednesday when I got that off-the-wall news, I probably would have went off in the flesh. But he kept me. Ha! I'm representing him. I represented him even in my stern conversation with them, with those people that were before me. You know how you go sit before the synagogue? sit before the Pharisees and the Sadducees because they're still here. They still here on this earth, building their case. Hallelujah. But we have a case too. And we can win every time with the keys of the kingdom. I'm so happy about that this morning. We have that authority to lock and unlock We can continue to trust and use the confidence that we have, that trust. That word is pepothesis, if I'm saying it correct in the Greek. We have that trust. I think it wasn't too long ago, one of the messages that the Father had me to share was, can he trust you? See, we have, can he trust us to trust him? That's the bottom line. Can we trust him to take him at his word? Since we know his word does not return void, it accomplishes what he sends it out to do. Since we know his word will forever stand, it's never going to pass away. Heaven, earth, it's going to pass away. But his word, guess what? It's going to forever stand. His word is life. We know he's his word. He was his word in the beginning. He hasn't changed. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Man trying to change him. They tried to change him up in these New Testaments. Tried to, you know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees tried to trip up Yeshua. No, I'm coming preaching what my Father said. I'm teaching the law and the commandments. Get with the program. You setting up your own, you have set up your own traditions here. And I'm coming to disrupt that, and you don't like it. Amen. Sometimes we voice our opinions, and the managers don't like it. And we voice them in truth. I'm one, you just not going to talk to me any kind of way. And I'm still going to love you and let you know where I'm at and what I see and what it is. It is what it is. Hallelujah. But we have that authority. We have the keys. See? And then my mind went back to that Psalm 18 when I had read it. Even for this passage of the scripture, Psalm 18, 37. I didn't go that far when I read it on Wednesday morning during that morning prayer. I didn't read it. I didn't go that far because the Psalm was like, I think 50 verses long, and I didn't want to read it in its entirety because I had to pray. But that psalm was on me to talk about his goodness and let us remind us that the enemies are out there, but he's going to always protect us. But then he gave me this. He had me to read it a little further earlier this week. So verse 37 and 38 of Psalm 18 says, I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. See, he's also given us the key of the kingdom. Okay? We can put that enemy under our feet until we make him our footstool. Hallelujah. We have the authority to use the word, and the enemy, he works through people. He works through people. Even in the prayer on Wednesday, I was talking about that, and he works through people. You got to be able to recognize. I didn't know I was going to get that news on Wednesday, but Father knew. You might not know what kind of news you're going to get today. I don't know what kind of news I might get today. But the Father knows. And when we're equipped and prepared in the Word, that's what the Holy Spirit's going to bring back to our remembrance. He said he'd bring everything back to your remembrance, whatsoever he has said. If we don't know what he's saying, we won't be able to stand. We're going to crumble. And when a situation comes, you still go back to the Word. Refresh yourself. Get yourself refreshed. And that's what he had me doing. Refreshing myself. He had me to go back to this psalm. He had me to go to Psalm 37. Let's go there. He had me to go to Psalm 37. And it's a very familiar passage of Psalm. If you read and meditated in the Psalm, and I have, because the Psalm just talks about different things, and most of them were written by David. A lot of things he did where he messed up, even Psalm 18. I think he was just running from a battle. His enemies was after him. And where did he run to hide? My. In the presence of the Most High. Psalm 91 talks about that. But we let's stay in Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Come on now. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in Jehovah and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight yourself also in Jehovah, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Now see, this situation came, and I had a different desire before the Father. I had stated some different things before the Father. So when this came, and they trying to tell me, you got this amount of time to do this, or you terminated. They trying to get me out the door with no money. I'm like, what? I said, Father, I have given over half of my life to this one company. But you got this. You got this. I said, you know what my desire is, and I do delight myself in you. I'm your child. I love you, and I know I've been called according to your purpose. I humble myself before you. As I begin to remind myself of the word and how I operate in his word, yes, and like I said, no, I'm not perfect. You're not either. Huh, come on. But he's working on our perfection. He's perfecting us every day. We got another chance today to be perfected, to grow up, to mature some more. Amen. Every day is that new day of his mercy. Gaining perfection. Commit thy way unto Jehovah. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. See, I trust him. I trust him. Amen. My confidence is in him. I delight in him. I pray. I worship him. I give him praise with my lips. Hallelujah. I give him that true praise. I worship him. I bow before him. And I do it in my quiet time. I don't have to do it before people. I can. But I'm going to give him praise before people. I can worship him before people if the setting is there, conducive for that. Hallelujah. For me to bow before him in his presence. I commit my ways to him. I ask for his guidance in everything I do, even something that may sound stupid to you. I do little things. I commit to him. I don't know any other way to live this life, but ask him about it first. He said, seek me first, his kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else gonna fall into place. I know that was talking about the provision of things and stuff, but I still use it for everything because of things and stuff is a part of our life. Having the necessities of life. Amen. So I do those things. Six, and he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. He's going to bring forth that you're in right standing with him. He's going to be the judge for us. I expect him to be the judge for me. And then 7 verses says, rest in him, in Jehovah, and wait patiently for him. Hallelujah. I'm resting in him in what his word says. Are you resting in him in what his word says? That's part of having those keys in your hands, saint. We have those keys. We're able to rest. We're able to trust. We're able to delight. We're able to commit everything to him. Not just some things we want to try to fix and figure out on our own. I can't. I'm going to let him fight that battle. And that's what he was telling me on Friday morning. He said, I fight your battles. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. He said, this is a weapon. I was hearing him talk so clear. And then he said, just continue to remind me of what I said. I heard him speak just as clear. Hallelujah. When we have those personal relationships with our Father, we spend time in his presence, acknowledging his Son and what his Son has taught, acknowledging the blood that he shed for us. We have that direct access to the Father. We can go to him anytime. We just need to remember that. We have those keys in our hands. We have the authority to have that direct access. Thank you, Father, for direct access. Direct access. Hallelujah. We don't have to be careful for anything. We don't have to take care. That's why I don't tell people take care. They tell me, I say, I can't take care. I have to give it up to him because he cares for me. He said, cast all your care, every load of it, every weight of it on me because I care for you. Yeshua already bore it that I can have peace. So I can't take care. Yes. The scripture says, be careful for nothing. So that means take care for no thing. That's the way I interpret it. Hallelujah. But in everything in prayer. And you know that's in Philippians. That's in Philippians 4. Hallelujah. With supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto Elohim. See, we pray to the Father in the name of Yeshua. Always praying to the Father. I don't know who else to pray to. I'm instructed to pray to him. I'm not instructed to pray to Yeshua. I'm instructed to pray to the Father. Hallelujah. I'm just thankful this morning. And see, when we do that, that peace of Elohim that passes all understanding, it's going to keep our heart. It's going to guard our mind. Through Yeshua Messiah. Or through Messiah Yeshua. It says Christ Jesus in that part of the passage. So that's Messiah Yeshua. Same thing, just the words just twist back a little bit. I'm just grateful this morning. And see, we have that direct access that we can boldly go to the Father. We don't need any priest to intercede for us. We have direct access to the Father. Huh. Isn't that a blessing to know? Amen. We don't need to stand before a priest and they go in for us once every now and again, once a year, however they did it in the scriptures. It slipped my mind, but I know they had to go in. Might have been annually. And do the atonement. We have once for all atonement, Yeshua. That once and for all atonement. Now we're able to go directly to our Father. Amen. Without a sense of guilt, no condemnation. The only one who's going to condemn us is the enemy. See, we have these keys in our hand to unlock and to lock. We have that authority, saints. I just want us to remember that. Psalm 37 just keeps right on going. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon Jehovah, they shall inherit the earth. See, I'm going to wait upon the Father. In every situation and circumstance, I had no anything to do but to wait on him. He said, daughter, stand still and see my salvation. Just reminding me of what his word says. He does that to us. If we're in that place where we're ready and we immediately go to him, because I don't know where else to go, I'm glad he's my source. he's where I want to go. He is my rock. He's my hiding place. I want to go to him. I want to run to the rock that's higher than I. Amen. And when you go there, he's going to give you every nugget you need. He's going to remind you of the keys that he's already given to unlock and to lock up some stuff. You have authority over these traps that the enemy has set. And you're going to see what he's done. 14. Well, wait a minute. 12. 11. It's so good. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plot against the just and gnashes upon them with his teeth. Jehovah shall laugh at him. Who is laughing at the wicked who's plotted up against us? Jehovah is laughing. For he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked's day is coming. They setting up these plots. So we can't be grievous of them or fret because of what they're doing or have fear because of what they're trying to do in the plot. Their day is coming. And the father is laughing at them. They don't even know who they're messing with. Come on now. They done messed with the right one, baby. Huh. That's what we need to be saying. Instead of crawling down in a hole and feeling powerless, we have keys. We have keys to the kingdom of heaven. We shall bind and we shall loose. On this earth was already in the heavens. And this word has been declared in the heavens. It's for us to decree it on this earth. Amen. There was another passage of this scripture. Because just read Psalm 37 in its entirety. It will just bless you. That 34th verse of Psalm 37. Wait on Jehovah. It's saying wait again. And keep his way. What is his way? His commandments, his laws. And he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, guess what? Thou shalt see it. I said, Father, I'm going to see this. I'm going to see this wickedness cut off. I want to. You said I can. You said I would. So I believe I'm going to see it. Amen. Hallelujah. To him be all the glory. To him be all the glory. We have to know the keys that we have. Please read Psalm 37. If you already have it, if you have before, I've read it several times. Read it again. Meditate on it slowly. See what it says. I don't know what you're dealing with right now. Let it just bless you. Oh, hallelujah. And then back up to Psalm 35. See, these are passages the Father was just reminding me of. And I'm just letting us know, reminding us, we have keys. Yes, we do. Psalm 35, that verse 1. Plead my cause, Jehovah, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. My. See, we have to stand up in him for our help. Anybody that's contending and has a problem with you, ask the Father, like David did. He said, Father, fight with them because they fighting against me. They got an issue with me. They don't have the issue with me. They really have it with you. That's what I'm going to say. Because when I work as unto the Father, and I give it my best. Anything that I do, I give it my best. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians 3 instructs us to do that. And then it's instructed throughout the Psalms that we are to do what we do, we are to do it as unto the Father, as unto Jehovah. Amen. We are to do it as if we're serving him. That's how I perform my work, my job. Always have. So when something like this comes, what? The devil is a liar. You're not going to send me out like that with something like that on my record. I put my notice in first. Ha. Oh, yeah. I won't go out like that. I go out with a fight. The Father's fighting for me. And he's going to leave me what I might need to say, whatever else I might need to say or do. Amen. And that's how it is with whatever the situation is, whatever the circumstance is, whatever you may be dealing with, that's been some negative news. You hold the keys. That's what the Father said to us today. The keys are in your hand. Use them to open doors, to lock some that need to be locked up. We have that authority. He's given it to us. And in the process, I just wanted to read out. You can read Psalm 35 in its entirety. It's good too. And it was a reason that David was pleading for judgment in these situations. He was running in the Psalm 18 from the enemy. In this one, he was pleading judgment on his behalf. It was some enemies going on right there. Amen. We need this word, saints. That's the only way we're going to make it. That's the only way we're going to get through the tests and the trials. We're going to go through some fire. I think this might have been mentioned last week in the message. And going to go through some water. But guess what? We're not going to come out smelling like smoke. And we're not going to be drowned. We're overcomers with the word. We have the victory through the word. You have the keys of the word in your hand. Hallelujah. We don't just hold the keys. We can put them and make them do what they're supposed to do. If you got a key in your hand in the natural and you're going to open up the door, unlock the door, if you're just standing there, that door is not going to unlock unless you have one of them electronic unlock things. That's modern too. I think that's maybe too. You can just press a fob and your keys are close to it and it unlocks the door. Or you can just key in a code and it unlocks the door. But if you're standing there in your hand and you don't press that button or you don't put that key in the lock, it's not going to unlock. It's going to stay locked because you're just standing there with the keys in your hand. Come on. That's the same with the word. We got this word in us. Are we using it? The keys are in our hand. I can't stress that enough. That's how the Father been pouring it on me for the past few days. You got the keys in your hand and didn't realize what he was saying and that word was just going over and meditating on this again and going through that again as he leads me and guides me. And then I was just, okay, well, read that. Okay, I hear you, Father. Read that. He's good like that. And see, I want to continue, as Psalm 91 says, to dwell in his secret place. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Dwell in that secret place is his love, is his direction. Dwelling in that place of the Most, it's going to help us remain stable. You're going to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. There's no other place I want to be. There's a song my nephew wrote. There's no other place that I'd rather be but sitting at your feet. Amen. I could just sing that song. I was singing it the other day in worship. Hallelujah. I want to sit at his feet and get what he has for me. I want to dwell in his secret place. That's my desire. As we continue to desire to do that, he's going to give us. He's going to fill us up. If we hunger and thirst after his righteousness, he's going to fill us up. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. For filling us up. We need you. Let us go to the book of Colossians. Hallelujah. I didn't even mark it, but I want to go there. And I keep passing right over it. Come on. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word. Your word is the key that we have in our hand. Come on. I keep passing right over and I'm going too fast. There we go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Am I going to break into this or am I going to read just this one passage? Yeah, let's just read 15, Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of Elohim rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns
and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to Jehovah. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jehovah Yeshua, giving thanks to Elohim and the Father by him. I just stated, I guess that's why this came to me to go to Colossians 3. Because in everything that you do, you should be doing it as unto the Father. You serve others in his name. You do your job in his name. You're a wife to your husband in his name. You're a mother to your children in his name. Whatever, it doesn't matter. You're giving care or helping to assist others in his name. Whatever you're doing it as unto him. He's going to give the rewarding. But in doing that, don't do it grudgingly. Don't murmur. Don't complain. And I was even talking about that. There was so much murmuring and complaining in the office about how our jobs are and how we were in overload. And then two of us were picked out amongst that. But in all that, I couldn't get caught up in the complaints. I told them, I could, if you go back and listen, I even talked about it in some of the messages recently. Hallelujah. I can't do nothing but let that peace rule in me. That gives me soul harmony. I have peace in my soul, in my soulish realm, my mind, my will, in my emotions, my mind, which is being renewed by him every day, my will, which I want to be his will for my life, and my emotions, I definitely don't want to be acting out of them. I want him to guard my emotions, my soulish realm. Hallelujah. I want him to rule richly so I can have peace. And one thing I learned from my husband, which was also my pastor, one thing I learned from him, he would always say, baby, if anything is taking your peace, you have to change up some stuff. And see, this position, I had even told my fellow colleagues, I said, this is starting to try to interrupt my peace. Something got to give here. And as I was praying even the more, the unexpected happened. It wasn't my desire of what I prayed before the Father, but he still got the final word. He still has the final say. Saints, he's going to always have the final say if we trust him. That's the key. If we trust him, take him at what his word says. Put that word in your heart, in your mind. Don't allow this word to conform you to its ways, the world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Have this mind also in you, which was in Messiah. Let this peace rule in you, in your soulish realm. Hallelujah. Your mind, your will, and your emotions. See, when we go before the Father praying and we want to make sure that our will is lining up with his will, you want that peace to God guide you. You want to have that peace in your actions, in what you do, and in the decisions that you make. And see, I knew what my other colleague was doing. She was building up a case, printing out emails, this and that, and doing that. I said, Father, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have to go through all them changes. He said, you don't have to. So I still ask him, what is there something else I need to do? Is there something else I need to still say? I'm still seeking him. And right now, I'm waiting on his answers. We have to be that with all situations and circumstances, saints. That's just the bottom line. I'm just talking about a recent one in my life. A recent situation where he has reminded me that the keys are in my hand. Other opportunities of doors are opening as well at the same time. This door started trying to open probably over a month ago. Am I supposed to just go ahead and walk in it? Well, I'm in the process of checking that out too. So there's some things going on here. Hallelujah. The Father knows everything ahead of time. He knows what he's doing. And I love it. I trust him. It doesn't matter yet. I put in 35 years, but for the past, I don't know how many years, maybe 10 years, I've been wanting to do something totally different. I got been in this new position for 2.5 years, but yet still got it in. I said, this is not it. I said that when I got there. I said, Father, this is not it. I really don't want to work for nobody. I want to do what you do. I want to be able to have my time, buy my time, have employees working for me. That's really my desire. But what that look like, Father, I don't know. See, I don't know. Working on it. Hallelujah. We want to do what we enjoy doing as we're bringing service unto him and his name, bringing honor and glory to his name. I do bring it where I'm at, but it's with disturbance, a lot of disturbance there. Ha! He came to set us free in every area. In every area. And I sing that song too. I'm free. No longer bound. No chains holding me. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful this morning for you saints, those who have listened and heard. And can I pray that something was said that you can take this word to help governance and guide you in whatever situation that you that may come today unexpected. Something that may have came this week unexpectedly or last week unexpectedly. You have the keys in your hand. Use them. Use the authority that he has given us as his kingdom citizens. Hallelujah. The Most High, he equips us with his word. He has equipped us with his word. Thank you for equipping us, hallelujah, with your full armor, helping us to clothe ourselves in and put it on daily, not every now and again, but daily. We have to put it on. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your word being in operation in our lives. Hallelujah. We are your anointed and we are your appointed. For such a time as this. We're going to unmute the line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. If anyone has a comment pertaining to the message or a prayer request, if not, we're just going to close out in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Any questions, anything I may be able to answer? Thank you, Father. Okay, let us just go in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning, today. Hallelujah. As you have led us once again to declare of your goodness. Your goodness is who you are. You are good. You are faithful. And you're worthy of all praise. We just bless you. Bless you for clothing in you. Help us to clothe ourselves and put on the full armor of your word. That we can go forth and, yes, rightly divide your word. That we can stand in your word of truth. Thank you, Father. We just bless you. We honor you. We give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you for reminding us that we have the keys in our hands to unlock and to lock some doors. We thank you for that authority. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve an almighty creator like you? We tasted of you and we see and know that you are good. We've seen your faithfulness over and over and over again. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Can't praise you or thank you enough. If any of us had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to give you the praise and the honor that's due unto your name. As we go forth throughout this day and this week, we thank you for going forth before us, preparing the way, making the crooked path straight, smoothing out the rough edges, even the unexpected things. Hallelujah. But they don't catch you off guard. Help us not to be so caught off guard either. Help us to know, hallelujah, that we are your handiwork. Yes, we're your workmanship, and we've been created in the Messiah. Hallelujah. That you're finishing the work that you started in us. Help remind us of that, and we thank you for that. Father, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Anything that's not of you that's in us, reveal it to us so we can get it worked out of us. Because what you've worked in us, hallelujah, yes, we're going to work it out. You've already worked it in us. Help us to work it out. And we thank you for that. Your goodness is there. Your love is there. Your joy, your peace, your temperance, your long-suffering, all of it on the inside. Help us to work it out. And we give you praise, Lord. We give you glory and we give you honor. If there's anything that any of us are in need of, you know what we're coming to you with in our secret time, in our secret closets of prayer. We thank you for our rewarding of us openly because we're trusting you with it, standing on your word in it. And we thank you. You're walking us through it even now. Thank you for your answers. Thank you for your divine revelation and your instructions and your directions in this too. For this too shall pass. And we give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen, amen. And to you, Elohim, be all the glory. Prayer warriors, you are. Saints, you are. Set apart ones. As you go forth, go in his peace. Hallelujah. May he keep you. Hallelujah. Forever keep you and bless you. Cause his face to shine upon you and give you his shalom. Shalom. Hallelujah.